Partly what we did, but then we also, as other ships, that we went around the world, always headed east. Can you imagine that? Started off in Baltimore, you know, and from you know, Baltimore, you go through the C&D Canal, and then we go up to the Cape Cod Canal, and then back down to the New York area, and then across to Africa, and then through the Suez Canal, and then onward to various ports in Arabic countries, through the Persian Gulf and whatnot, then continue on through Singapore, and then continue on through Indonesia, and then continue on through up through Japan, and then continue on all the way through to the West Coast. Imagine that?
Yeah.
That was like 84 days in 26 ports.
Wow.
Around the world. Pretty amazing.
Now, the ports now, you, especially on a cargo ship or car ship, you know, New York, for example, is kind of out in New Jersey, the margins of the city, and you're not, your shore leave's complicated, right, wherever you go.
It's very complicated. You know, it's complicated even on container ships.
Yeah.
Because of short, you know, short turnaround.
Yeah.
And the same thing with car ships, a very short turnaround.
They just drive them off.
They just drive them off, you know, and we used to move like 400 cars an hour.
So it's a roll on.
Yeah, a big ramp on the stern, yeah, and a side ramp.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the ramp is a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, it's huge. But anyway, so yeah, so, you know, container ships, you know, you're very short turnaround. And the same thing with car ships are even quicker.
Mm-hmm.
You might be in port like 3 hours.
Wow.
You might, you know, drop off 150 cars and you're gone, or whatever, or, you know, 800 cars or you're gone.
Yeah.
And you, so there's no very, that's why the accommodations on car ships are better than most other ships. They're more comfortable.
Hmm.
Yeah. So I did the car ship thing. And then 2005, I left them and I got on a grain ship headed for Bangladesh, and kicked me in the head if you ever tell me to go to Bangladesh again. But we loaded, you know, California, winter wheat in Stockton, California, from the Dakotas, and we brought it to Bangladesh, and that was a long voyage, too. We left Stockton on July 4th, and we arrived in Bangladesh on sometime in the middle of August, you know, just doing 12 knots, but. Quite a voyage. When we got to Singapore, we picked up Gurkha's soldiers to guard us because of piracy. So we had to deal with that. So, you know, so I did that and I made that journey. And then I started shipping off the board again.
And now, when you're carrying grain, there's still the threat of pirates. I mean, what would they be after?
The money. And you're safe. Every ship floating around the world, I don't care what ship it is, there's $30,000 to $40,000 to $50,000 in cash, loose cash, in the safe, ship safe.
Okay.
So don't let anybody kid you. You know, a nice paycheck.
Right.
You know, you know, and piracy is huge. I've been dealing with pirates for years, and I don't want to say it, but I consider myself an expert on piracy and anti-piracy measures. Anyways, the pirates. Everybody knows there's $50,000 in the captain's safe. You throw a couple grappling hooks over the stern of the, you know. Piracy, they go for low and slow, right? Low and slow. Tankers. Your deep draft tanker, right. You're doing 12 knots. Low and slow. Throw your grappling hooks over the stern. Come up, barefoot, loincloth, just a knife in your belt. Go running up into the captain's office. Everybody knows where the captain's office is. They're easy to find. Every ship's the same. Go inside the old man's door and rob him. Take his $50,000. Adios. See you later. And no one even know you've been robbed.
Mm-hmm.
Happens quite often. Very common. Easy $50,000.